I'm glad that we can come to church on a Sunday night. As I was coming to church tonight, I've seen a few churches that were closed. I'm not saying anything against them, but I'm glad that we have church. Amen? Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Again, it's a privilege to be in the house of the Lord. Thank Pastor for allowing me an opportunity to preach tonight. And looking forward to what God's got in store. Amen? Daniel, chapter 3. Begin reading verse 7 tonight. We'll be reading a few verses, so bear with us. Starting with verse 7, chapter 3 says this, and it'll help if I was in the right spot. I turn to where I'm actually reading in my Bible instead of where I'm preaching tonight. Verse 7 says this. It says, So at the sound of the musical instruments, all the people, whatever their race or nation, or language, bowed to the ground, worshipped the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Verse 8 says, But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, Long live the king. You assured a decree requiring all the people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, whatever that is, the lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up. Verse 13, Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Is this true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or worship the gold statue I have set up? I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I've made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you'll be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then what God will be able to rescue you from my power? Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. Notice this part right here. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the goat statue you have set up. Help the Lord, I want to speak to you tonight on, let me make it clear to you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you for the services tonight, Lord. Father, for ministering already in this place tonight, Lord. For the healing, Lord, that you have already taken and touched lives tonight, Lord. We pray, Father, these next few moments for your anointing, God. Your word is anointed, Lord. I pray that you just anoint me, anoint my lips. Lord, help me to preach your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. Let me make it clear to you tonight. It would be the title, if I had a title. There are a lot of things in this world that we like, amen? We like food, especially as Pentecostals. We like to eat. If you don't believe me, check out Mazio's here after service, where we all like to gather, right? Or other places. We like food, and there's nothing wrong with that. We have to have food to survive. We like sports, some of us. I don't know anybody, you know, who likes sports. Brother Tom likes sports, and unfortunately, he's a St. Louis Cardinal fan. I've been praying and fasting for years and trying to get him to change his ways, but that's not working out very well. But that's okay. We like sports. We like other things that give us pleasure and joy, right? Our kids, our grandkids, other things in life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But trials, tribulations, storms, and problems, it's safe to say none of those give us joy, right? All those other things give us a fun time and joy. We may like to work in the garden. We may like to ride four-wheelers, all those type of things, and there's nothing wrong with that. But nobody raises their hand and says, I want a trial. I want a fiery furnace to come in my life. Amen? Nobody wants that. I mean, nobody says, I love it when a trial comes my way. No one ever said that ever that I know of, unless you're crazy or a lunatic. Nobody wants a trial. Why? Because nobody enjoys a storm. I'd much rather be able to survive, go through this life without any trials and tribulations. Just walk through down the yellow brick road, right? The Christian walk would be great, just to go on to heaven shouting and rejoicing, which we can't do that. But I'd rather have it easy. And you would too if you're going to be truthful with me tonight. Some of you are shaking your head. All of us would be, if truthful tonight, we'd like it easy, right? I mean, we have microwaves and we have other things in our house that makes convenience. Why not live life with the convenience of having no storms or no trials. I'd be the first to say that tonight. I could get along just fine without them, but it doesn't work out that way. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to face trials. Amen? You're going to face a few fiery trials. In fact, just like the three Hebrew children, the three Hebrew boys, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these boys were just doing what God had called them to do, and they were serving in the Babylonian government. They'd been picked since they were young men, since they were from the royal line of Judah. Along with Daniel, they'd been picked to serve, handpicked to serve in the Babylonian government. Let me go down a little rabbit trail here. Hopefully I'll find my way back out. Some people don't believe that Christians should be involved in government or politics. I'm going to tell you tonight, that's not biblical. God places the three Hebrew children and Daniel right smack dab in Babylon for this time, for this period. He picked them and put them there. Imagine how much more corrupt Babylon would have been if these men hadn't have been there. There was already an evil empire that God was using to bring punishment to Judah and the other countries. But imagine how much more evil they would have been if Daniel and the three Hebrew boys had not been there. The same thing. We all know that Washington is a swamp, right? We all know that our politicians, it's crazy. But imagine, there are a few politicians that are godly men and women that are serving in the Congress and the House of Representatives. Even here in Arkansas and even Oklahoma, there are men and women that, you know, they say all politicians are corrupt. And most of them are. But there are some men and women that are serving serving God. And in that position, and if it weren't for them, it really would be total chaos. Amen? So we need to pray for them. We need to pray for those leaders. Amen? And vote for them. We need a generation of young people who will rise up like the three Hebrew boys and be willing to serve the Lord. Amen? We need young people to get involved in politics. It's okay. As long as they're Christians and serving. We need young people to get involved in Hollywood. Start making movies. Start showing them how to make movies the real way. Amen? Hollywood's out of ideas. They keep repeating stuff. All the TV shows are the same shows from the 70s and 80s and 90s. We need men and women to challenge the culture. So I'm coming back out of the rabbit trail now. These boys were just doing their job when one day the King Nebuchadnezzar, kind of got a little nutty and decided to make him a statue and proclaim that statue the god. I think the Bible says it was 90 feet tall. And he proclaimed, he demanded that when you heard the worship music and all the instruments, that everybody in the land would come and begin to bow down and serve this new god. And he fired up the musical instruments, and that was a sign, and everybody came except for those three Hebrew boys. Amen? You see, these boys were not looking for a storm. They were not looking for a trial. Most of the time when we have storms in life, we're not out looking for one, right? But then they come at times. And these three boys, they were not looking for one. But here it came their way, and it was a huge one. Here was the storm of all storms. Suddenly these boys were right in the middle of a storm like no other. Here they were. They were just doing their job. They were just picked to work in the government, and they were doing their job, and they had favor along with Daniel. And here all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just doing their job, and a storm came out of nowhere, a hard, mighty storm. Someone had seen these boys that they didn't bow before this god, before this statue, and they went straight to the king. Enemies at work at this point. The king was furious, but he liked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God had placed favor on these boys, and he liked them, but he knew that they disobeyed him. So he said, I'm going to give you one more chance. In verse 15, read with me. It says, I will give you one more chance to bow down. Worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, listen, he's going to give them a ultimatum here. He's going to threaten them. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And what God, notice that's little g, will be able to rescue you from my power. Notice he threatened them with the fire. And then he taunted them. What God will be able to save you? Notice it's little g. He was right. The little g wouldn't be able to save them. A made-up god would not be able to save them. But these boys knew the God. Amen? They knew who God was. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. I love these boys and how bold they were. They told him, we don't need to defend. You know, it's true what they've done. what these people have said about us. We don't have to defend what they've said, that we haven't bowed before you, before this God. That's true. We don't have to defend ourselves there. Verse 17 says, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power and your majesty. Verse 18, but even if he doesn't, amen, even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the goat statue you have set up. They were telling him, it's true, we have not bowed before you or before your God. And it's true, and let me tell you, we're not going to serve him. We're not going to bow before him. And we serve a God that will bring us through the furnace. That furnace is not going to scare us. If you put us in the furnace, I don't know how, but he's going to deliver us. But if he doesn't, if he does not deliver us, he's still God. And let me declare to you right now, King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not going to bow before you. Amen. Listen to what the message says. The message says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered, King Nebuchadnezzar, your threat means nothing to us. What if we told the devil to his face, your threat means nothing to us? Not because of me, but because of my Savior. The power behind me. The power in me. If you throw us into the fire, the God we serve can rescue us from your roaring flames or your roaring furnace. Anything else you might cook up, O King. The enemy loves to cook up things, doesn't he? He likes to stir the pot. But whatever he brings, whatever he tries to cook up or think, God's already defeated him, church. We already have the victory tonight. The devil is under our foot, amen? Whatever you cook up, O King, but even if he doesn't, it wouldn't make a difference. O King, we still wouldn't serve your gods and worship the gold statue you have set up. We may be facing a fiery furnace tonight, church, but like these three Hebrew boys, we need to declare to the enemy, we will never serve you. The fire may be coming, the trial may be coming, but we need to declare right now tonight to the enemy, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen tonight. You may scare us, you may threaten us, but we're not going to bow before you. We're not going to serve you. Things may look bad. I know tonight you've been in a storm that's been pretty bad. Amen. You've been in a trial that's been pretty bad. They're like, there's no way out. It gets scary. These boys, they were standing in a fiery furnace. They weren't just going to be hung. They were going to be cooked like hot dogs. But they have made up their mind. They're not going to serve that statue. Situation may look dire. You may lose some things. We may lose some things. We may even lose our lives. But we're not going to serve the enemy. We're not going to bow down before a false god. Amen. We need to declare right now to the enemy, I may lose some things. I may lose some friends. I may lose some family members. I may lose financial gain. But I'm going to serve the Lord. It doesn't matter tonight. I'm going to serve the Lord. Come what may, I'm going to serve the Lord. That's what these boys were saying. Church, what would happen tonight if we got that bold tonight? What if the church got that bold and said to the enemy, I don't care what you bring, I'm going to serve the Lord. You can bring sickness to my body, but I'm going to serve the Lord. You can take away my finances. I don't have much, but you can have what I have, and I'm going to serve the Lord. You see, tonight, church, we have the privilege of seeing the other side of these boys' trial, and we know what happened. We know that God delivered them from the furnace. We can look back and say, yeah, it's easy. It's easy to have confidence when you see the outcome, right? It's easy to be out when you go home and you DVR the football game and you know the score. It's much easier. I found it's much easier to watch the game when you know the outcome. I can enjoy it. When DVR first came out, I didn't like it. Now I love it because I'm not sitting there biting my nails and having an ulcer. But it's much easier when you know the outcome. But imagine these boys. They didn't know the outcome. They just were standing at a fiery furnace. They are facing death, and they still made that proclamation. It doesn't matter. We're going to serve the Lord. It turned out well for these boys, but are you willing tonight, like them, where they stood and declared, even though we don't know the outcome, we're going to serve the Lord? Can we stand and declare at the beginning of a storm to the enemy? You see, I don't know about you, but when a storm comes in my life, instead of standing to it, I begin to hunker down and begin to get scared, and fear grips me. Amen? If we're honest tonight, we begin to get scared and afraid instead of going to the Word of God, which we know what the Word says and standing upon it, we get scared. Because that's the way the enemy loves to, he loves to roar at us. And we begin to get frightened. And we forget who and what God says we are. And the power that we have in Him. And so we begin to back down. But what would happen if we begin to stand to that storm? No matter what, we're going to serve the Lord. We're not going back. No matter how hot the furnace, no matter how rough the storm or how bloody the battle, Satan, I declare to you, I am not going back tonight. I've been in your camp before and I was miserable. Why do I want to go back to that camp when I can be in God's camp, amen, and enjoy the privileges of His camp? I was miserable in Satan's camp. I was miserable. And I was used by him. I don't want to go back to his camp tonight. I want to serve the Lord. My God will deliver me. But if he doesn't deliver me, And if I don't survive this storm, I'm still going to serve the Lord. If he takes my life, I'm going to be in a better place. Amen. Church, imagine tonight what would happen if we declared that again to like these three Hebrew boys. Suddenly the fear that comes, like I was saying a while ago, when we face a fiery furnace would be gone. We'd have that boldness to stand no matter what that storm looks like. No matter how hairy or scary, we can stand to it and say, we're going to serve the Lord. And it may take us down. It may cause us problems, but we're going to stand and we're going to serve the Lord. I mean, look at Job tonight. Job was a man that stood his ground, even though everything else took everything from him. The storm of a life took everything from him. His children, his finances, his health. Even his own marriage was rocky. And he still stood the test. He still fought. And the enemy tried to get him to curse God, and he did not. He still said, basically, to sum it up, I'm going to stand. I'm going to not serve the enemy. It'd been real easy to back down. How many of us, after a financial loss, would have thrown in the towel? How many of us, after we lost our kids, not one, but all of them? He had 10, didn't he? Wasn't it 10 at the time? It was a bunch. It was more than me, so that's a lot. It doubled at the end, didn't it? He got doubled. But all of your kids at once, all of your finances, none of us would be able to withstand that. And he stood. Tonight, church, can you be bold like the three Hebrew children and know that God, that your God, not just any God, but the God, Jehovah, the one that created the universe, the one that hung the stars and the moon and the sun, the one that spoke the sun into existence back however many years ago, and it still obeys him. The tomorrow morning, unless he tarries his coming, or unless he comes from the rapture, he tarries his coming, the sun's going to rise up because he spoke it into existence. The one that breathed the life into you tonight, church, he will deliver you through the fiery furnace. And it may not look like you want it to. You know, when we're going through storms, we think we know how it has to come out, right? We know, we tell the Lord, this is how it has to be. This is how it has to turn out. But he will deliver you, but it may not be like you want it to be. I'm sure that these three Hebrew boys, if they had their preference, they would have not been thrown into the fire. They'd have much rather been delivered right before they were thrown in. Amen. The Bible says that King Nebuchadnezzar got so mad. It said he got so furious that his face, he just got rage, and he heated up the furnace 7 times hotter, that it was so hot that the flames licked the soldiers that were putting the boys in. These boys would have much rather been delivered before the fire, but God, they still had to go through the fire, and God still delivered them. Sometimes we want to be delivered before the fire, before the storm. I would much rather not have to face it, but sometimes we have to go through it. We have to go through that furnace because God gets all the glory. Because if we read the rest of the story, O King Nebuchadnezzar said, didn't I throw 3 men in there? And you know what the rest of the story is? He says, I see one that looks like the Son of Man, Son of God. And we know that to be Jesus, amen? And he was in there with those boys. Church, tonight, we may have to go through the fire, but know this, that God's going to walk through the fire with us. He may deliver us before the fire, but know if we have to go through it, he's going to walk through it. Amen? Tonight, church, you may be in the middle of a fiery furnace. But know this, there is one who walks in the middle of the fiery furnace. You may be in the middle of a ferocious storm with the waves crashing into your boat. But we know the one that walks on the water. That spoke to the sea, amen? To the storm, the raging storm, and the storm became calm. But know tonight, church, you don't have to worry because the Master will save you. David said in Psalms 23:4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Church tonight, storms will come. Trials will come. Fiery furnaces will come. I wish they wouldn't. I wish I could stand up here tonight and say, we're not going to face any more storms. But church, I've also heard it said that you're either going into a storm or you're either coming out of a storm. And that's life. And life's not fair. Amen? But we can endure tonight because we're a child of the Most High God. We know the one who will deliver us, and His name is Jesus. We need to declare to the enemy tonight. We need to get with a megaphone. And we need to declare to him right now. We need to hook up an amp and a speaker. And we need to proclaim to him, I will not serve you. I will not bow before you. Bring what you may, but I'm not going to follow you tonight. Whatever it takes, I'm not going to serve you. Because my God will deliver me. I have faith that my God will heal me. I have faith that my God will restore my family. I have faith that God will restore my finances. I have faith that God will restore my church. I have faith that God will restore my country. I have faith that God will restore whatever it is. But if He doesn't, I will still serve the Lord. I'm not going to serve the enemy. And I will never bow down before you. Will you stand before me tonight, church? I am so thankful that my God will deliver. Amen? I'm so thankful that He will meet and supply my needs according to His riches and glory. I'm so thankful that He will heal my body. And I'm so thankful that He will do whatever I ask Him to do. But if He doesn't, I still will serve Him. How many of you tonight, if you'll bow your heads with me, we've already had some healing from prayer and altar. I just want to ask you a question as you bow your heads with me tonight. How many of you would be just willing to raise your hand and say, no matter what comes, no matter what storm, no matter what furnace, no matter what trial, I will declare to the enemy right now, I will serve the Lord. If that's you tonight, just raise your hand. We're going to make a declaration right now before the enemy, and we're going to put him in his place. Will you pray with me? Father, you see these hands tonight, Lord, all throughout the auditorium, the church tonight. Lord, bless each hand that is raised tonight. Lord, we declare right now before you and before the enemy that, Lord, we are going to serve you no matter what, no matter how hot the trial gets, no matter how tough the storm is, Lord. Father, we are yours. And Lord, we are thankful tonight that you've got us. And Lord, even if you choose to deliver us, which we know you can, if you don't, Lord, we're still going to serve you. We declare that to the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Aaron. Awesome. Reach over and take your neighbor by the hand. Let's pray for one another. Dear God in heaven, give us courage. Give us strength to stand. Lord, let us be the leader. Lord, to those that we work with, Lord, those that we go to school with, help us, oh God, to have the courage and the strength to stand even in times of adversity and times of storm. Thank you, Lord, for this message tonight. Touch your people. Bless them. Encourage them as we pray for one another and lift up one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody said, amen. God